We need to hear what magic has been being created in your life, in your world. Share. We want to hear the magic. If we were reading a newspaper of magic, keep it to the headlines on the front page.
My headline is, I have landed the most exquisite new home. That is, that's on an acre of land, and you don't see any other houses. It's like you walk into a rainforest and then you have an amazing view of Mount Pan. And it's the most ideal place, and I know that's a long headline, but I move in on June 1st.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm so happy.
Wahoo!
Woo!
Awesome. Who's next? So my headline is connection, connection, connection.
Mm.
I can easily connect every time I get out of it.
Well,
I can get in as soon as I want, and as quickly as I want. And I'm working on my speeches, I'm very enthusiastic, and lots of synchronicities, and all powerful and wonderful.
You sound so energized, it's wonderful.
Yes, I am, I am! This is the first time in my life I feel like this, and it's going on 24 hours a day. Yeah, not when I sleep, not when I sleep, but yeah.
That's great.
Who's next?
My magic headline is that I am calling you from a palm tree lined beach in Miami.
Wonderful.
Ah.
Well, good. You're not missing anything here because it's all foggy and been raining.
All right. Who's next? What's your headline? What's the magic you've been creating?
The magic I'm creating is time, lots of time to just be and dream. And that's the biggest thing for me because I've never allowed myself to do that before. And my God, you know, life is limitless. And I'm having so much fun just being a kid. So that's my headline.
Okay. This is so underrated. This dreaming, visualizing, fantasizing, so underrated. In fact, hold on, I want to read you a quote. Some of you probably already get these emails, but it's okay because it's worth reminding you every single day. Okay, this is from Mr. Mike Dooley. If you do not currently get quotes from TUT.com, which is Totally Unique Thoughts, please go sign up immediately, TUT.com. The message, I think it was last week I got, says, do you think the main reason people don't visualize is because it's too hard or because it's too easy? I sense an opportunity here. Got 2 minutes? The universe. I love it because what it's saying is, you know, it's like, oh, I'm just going to sit there and visualize. How productive is that? It's probably one of the most productive things you can do all day. And
oh, yeah.
We're just so busy, you know, checking off our to-do list and creating our to-do list and then getting lost in the swirl of things that we forget. Not only is this a great breather, it's like, well, let me just take a moment to chill out. But connecting to that vision is what literally creates all the links for you to create it. I mean, can you imagine a corporation moving forward without their vision? A lot of times the employees aren't connected to that vision, and that's why they're miserable. But the people at the top are very connected to that vision, and that's how they make all their decisions. It's like, does this fit with the vision or does it not? Does this line up? Does it not? Does that feel good? Well, if it doesn't, then why would I want to move towards it? But some people here in Marin won the $75 million lotto the other night. You know, can you imagine what they're thinking of doing? And do you imagine the fun they had, you know, like, ooh, what would we do if we won? But this is the most productive thing you can do. And if you just took a couple minutes out every single day, your entire life would change. Try it for the next month. Just a couple minutes.
do it while you're in bed. It doesn't have to be this whole drawn-out thing. I know a lot of times we think we have to set the whole environment and wait till we have 15 minutes where we can have total peace and quiet in the house and nobody bothering us. Do it when you're on a walk. You can walk forward and almost miss everything that you're around and just visualize it in your head. But make the time to do this. It's totally underrated, and it's the exact thing in which all the top Olympians do. All athletes visualize. It's one of their most important critical tools, not just going out there and doing the exercise or running the sprint or swimming the laps. It is the visualization technique that has taken all these people to these extreme things that they can do with their body. So thanks for bringing that up.
I've just been having a ball, like you say, even just sitting in traffic, and I'll be at a stoplight and I'll go, wow, I'm thinking other stuff. I'm traveling with you girls places. I'm creating retreats. I'm just having fun and being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Who's next? What magic have you been creating? Give us your headline.
My headline is a customer born every minute. I've been just attracting lovely ladies, the perfect customers, and they're buying, and then again just imagining and playing. I was with some business colleagues yesterday, and instead of doing business, I said, come on guys, let's pretend. And so we did like 2 hours of let's pretend, and some people, you know, they can't pretend. Even as a kid, their parents wouldn't let them pretend. It's kind of sad. But anyways, we did the let's pretend thing and been playing like a kid as well and connecting easily, and life's fabulous this week. Woohoo!
Beautiful.
Good. I like this whole thing. I'm just starting to see how you came up with such a good one, a customer born every minute. Wouldn't that be, that's a fun little exercise you all can do, is imagining the morning paper where it's just all the greatest news about you.
I love it.
Oh, look, there she is in the Alps, you know. Oh, there she is in Miami. Oh, look at her on her new property. Oh, look at her riding in her new car. Oh, look at her getting married at the altar to her perfect husband. Oh, look, she's got, you know, suitcases full of money stashed under the bed. Oh, look. So, who's next?
It's so easy to meditate while in bed. I'm a meditate while you're in bed girl. Before I even get up and think about anything else.
Definitely. Anybody else have something that they want to acknowledge and chuck in?
I just want to acknowledge one other thing before we move on. I just had a really great awareness this weekend of just a lot of things that I've let go of in my life, and I feel so appreciative. I'm not churned up about that anymore. Then it was like all this other awareness of all these other things that I used to get riled up about that just don't do it for me anymore.
Well, that's a switch. Looking back on how far you've come rather than what you haven't done. That's a good perspective. That's awesome. Good job. Anybody else?
Mine is getting to know the glorious inner goddess.
Ooh, good.
This is a headline, that's it.
I like it. Glorious goddess. You ready to hit it, Bridget?
Yeah. Okay, so today's class is called Letting Go. And so the first thing we're going to do is, if everyone could just get nice and comfy, stand up. I'm going to do a real short grounding. So bring your attention and your awareness to the inside of your feet. Just wiggling your toes, imagining two beautiful big suction cups on your feet, just anchoring you down to the earth. And with this grounding too, know that anything you want to let go of throughout the day or in this moment, it's a great time. You can just simply let it go down your grounding cord just by setting the intention that you're releasing and letting go. Bringing a beautiful gold column of light through the crown chakra down through your whole body and letting it go down each side of your feet. through the bottom of your feet and letting that connect straight to the core of the earth. Knowing that it's connecting, we're setting our intentions with Mother Earth to help nourish us, sustain us, support us, and ground us throughout the day. And then we're bringing up the beautiful, vibrant red energy of the earth, allowing that to come up through each of our feet. Up through our legs. Let it travel along your spine, which is your emotional highway, so it's cleansing and clearing all emotions as this rich, yummy red earth comes up, 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 up through the spine and out the top of your head. And just releasing, making any sighs, any noises, anything that you need to do to release and let go. And just feeling the connection. Feeling how heavy your feet get as they are so connected to the earth. And now imagining at the top of your head, there's a beautiful big string that's just pulling you up, 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 up. And you're sending out another beam of light and you're connecting, using your intention to connect to the sun. And you're allowing this beautiful, golden, vibrant, vitality, energy of the sun to come down, down through your crown chakra. And just letting it release, and all this liquid gold light pouring through all your body, and it's revitalizing and energizing all of your cells as it just beautifully cascades down through your body. I'm also calling back any energy that you've scattered out in the universe, calling it all back to you right here, right now. And that too is coming back into this beautiful golden sun and pouring down through your body. And if there's any other qualities or anything else that you're wanting, you can easily put that in the golden sun. For example, if you're wanting more magic, more fun, more joy, more gratitude, whatever it is, you can put that quality in to the golden sun and allow it just to pour down through every cell of your body. Good work, everyone. Each time we ground, we're saying yes to being fully present in this moment. We're bringing ourselves back, we're fully centering, and all of our resources are available to us because we're fully present in the moment. We're not going back to the past. We're not leaping ahead in the future, but we're fully being here now, which is where all our power is and all our creativity is right here, right now. So today's class is about letting go. We'll be working with the letting go card. And Gina, did we want to talk a little bit about how it's going with the inner magician connection, or should we do that at the end of the call?
Yeah, let's do that now.
Okay.
We talk about who the inner magician is, and we've been, you know, talking about creating magic. And we just want to know, do you know the feeling of what it actually feels like now to connect in? And if you don't, please ask, and we'll explain it and give you exercises and do whatever we can give you so that you find your personal way, because the way that each of us taps in is different. The way that we get there, some of us can just say, I'm tapping in, and then you're tapped in. And some of you have to do a little process to get there. But the biggest point is you all can do it, but we want to check in to see how's it going and are you wanting more? Do you need anything?
I'd like to hear more on how both of you connect in with it a little more.
Okay. Cool. I personally am one of those people that I just tap in. I have the intent, and it's usually, oh, that's what I need to go do right now. That's what will have me feel at peace. I usually have some intent about a feeling I want to go connect with. I was saying this in another class. I noticed this observation of myself that when I connect in, it's almost as if I'm in me looking out through my eyes, And up to my left above my head is almost where my attention goes. And I close my eyes and I'm able to just tap in. It's almost like the energy resides over there on the left side of my head. I know that's weird, but it's just an observation I've had just recently. And sometimes I'm tapping into inner guidance, and sometimes I'm tapping into other stuff out in the universe. But usually number one thing is to set the intent to just simply connect. And I have to be relaxed. If I'm not, it feels like I'm hovering all around an inner magician but can't make the direct connection. It's like picking up the telephone and the line's busy. You're like, wait a minute. Nobody has a busy phone anymore. It always goes into voicemail or something. Why am I getting a busy signal? This is so weird. But if I'm not relaxed, that's exactly what happens. The easiest way for me to connect is just to get in the energy of feeling like I'm connected to something more than just my brain. So it's knowing that I'm tapping into something much bigger than me, even though it is me, and that it's part of me. The last thing I do is I have a particular question. And this is very important. We haven't talked about this too much. But to formulate a good question is part of how you'll get a really great answer. Asking a question like, how can I do such and such? Or how can I get more in alignment with making more money? Or what is the next step for me to do blank? These are great questions.
Or show me the way. The quickest, easiest, fastest way to get more clients, more health, whatever it is you're wanting. And absolutely know that the answers will come. For me, I need to be grounded for me to really be fully connected in. I can connect if I'm not fully grounded, but the connection's not super strong. When I'm fully grounded in my body, it's like I can tap into just about everything in the universe. And pretty much it's the same things for me as with Gina. I always use my intention. I want to be connected, or it's with the angels or the inner magician. I usually get really specific on what I'm wanting. And again, for me, it's taking some deep breaths and letting go. I usually put on really like soothing music. When I put that on, that just helps me ground and it helps me tap into that space, and that really works for me. Or sometimes if I'm really up against it, I will put on a guided visualization. Sometimes I might just even use my own fearless one or someone else's. And that just puts me right, because usually it's channeled energy. And as soon as I listen to that, within seconds, I can start tapping in. So we've all got our own way. It's just finding a few of those key things that work for you. Have you found what works for you?
I think of any ways that are working, so I'm just always more interested in fine-tuning and practicing that muscle and just getting stronger with it.
Yeah, definitely a muscle, and also part of building that muscle is spending, you know, like the 10 minutes a day just tuning in, because it's like building a relationship. The more energy you put into it, the more you connect, and the more you'll get out of it.
That's an important thing about this. That's what we keep saying, you know, do it every day. Even if you're just creating a quiet space where you feel like you're chilling or you're just connecting into peace, that's part of it. And a lot of times for me, if I know I want to be tapped in that way and I can't get there, I will just say, who can help me? Maybe I'll pick up the phone and call my business partner Eva, or shoot Bridget an email, or just something, and just remembering, okay, I don't have access to it right now just because I'm tense. So whatever is going to help me relax is going to help me to connect in. And, you know, you'll be guided to different things that will help you. It might just be, oh, you know what really always works for me? If I just begin writing, or if I pick up a book that makes me feel really connected and just begin reading it. But the important part is to tune in and to be seeking that connection, even if you are in a stressful place and can't get there on your own. Use something that helps you relax. Even if you don't feel like you're picking up the phone and actually talking to someone, when you're talking to your inner magician, it's not that clear. If you're tapping into peace in some way, just trust that that is the beginning of the connection.
Okay, cool.
Even if you don't get a direct message, let's say. It will come later. You may not even relate it back to the desire to connect in with the inner magician, but that is what's guiding you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And the most important thing to remember, everyone, is that you're always connected, no matter what. There's no way you can be disconnected. So always know, even if you, in that moment, you may not be feeling like you're getting the messages, just know that your inner magician is still working behind the scenes to be bringing you what you're wanting. They're always aware of every
thought of everything that you're needing and wanting, and they are working on your behalf.
You know what it's like? It's got this vision. The only time when you feel disconnected is because you're just not looking in the right way. So have you ever gone into the movies and you're sitting there and you're saving a seat, they're going to the bathroom or getting some popcorn, and they come in there looking for you, and you're like waving your hands like over here, and they're looking around and they're feeling kind of silly, and you're feeling even more silly because you're waving your arms. Well, that's your inner being like waving their arms at you, and you're like, I don't see you, where are you? And you're like, I'm right here, I've been here the whole time, hello.
You are so funny. That is such a great example. I love it.
So they always are there. You just have to trust it, even if you're not seeing them, because, you know, you're so overwhelmed or you're so focused on what's not working. They are there waving their hands at you going, come back. Come back to the love. Come back to the peace. All is well over here. All right.
Okay. I'm going to take everyone into a forgiveness meditation. So if you get yourself really comfy and relaxed, start taking a few deep breaths. Forgiveness is a part of the letting go. When you're willing to release the situation or the person or anything that's been causing you anxiety, then you allow your energy to be transformed back to its natural state, which is love. And the process of forgiveness ends the cycle of any suffering that you may be feeling. And being in a state of forgiveness helps you see the world differently. It helps you see it through your angelic eyes or the eyes of your inner magician, and it helps you cultivate a life filled with grace, compassion, energy, and joy. And it also releases negative toxins from your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. So again, taking another beautiful deep breath, allowing your body to fully relax. Release and let go. Coming towards you are your beautiful guardian angel, your inner magician, and any other guides that you would like to have by your side from the highest light that's surrounding you now. And they are here to assist you in purifying your mind and helping you in your process of forgiveness, of fully letting go. Your beautiful guides, angels, come forward to greet you, and they hold out their hands to you. They start walking side by side with you, and they ask you, are you ready to go on a journey to renew your life, lift it up to the highest level, to feel new levels of joy, magic, and happiness? Are you ready to trade any pain for peace? And as you make your decision, in this moment, you instantly find yourself in a translucent pyramid of brilliant white light. You are in the pyramid of knowledge, and all of your life lessons and learnings are recorded here. This is your soul's special pyramid to aid you in your learning. As you look to one of the walls in the pyramid, you hear your angel saying to you, suppressing or judging does not allow for transformation, because what we judge in others, we deny in ourselves. Your shadow side always wants to project what you are willing to own onto others. Get ready to free yourself now and think of someone that may have annoyed you. Bring that someone to your mind. Now say, I'm willing to release that part of me that annoys me when I think of you. And you repeat it again. I am willing to release that part of me that annoys me when I think of you. know when we are willing to bless others, this is the gift that we allow into ourselves. The key to full releasement is forgiveness. If you've been down on yourself lately or had feelings of guilt, any shoulds, woulds, feeling like you're not further along on your pathway, feeling like you haven't done your to-do list, any of these things you may have been feeling, then give yourself the wondrous gift of forgiveness. Include yourself in this forgiveness exercise. Making a decision to trade pain for peace. Knowing that anyone you've perceived as hurting you was doing the very best that they could at the time. And just like you, they have also felt great pain and hurt. When you acknowledge this, your heart starts to soften and compassion wells to the surface. Through your new eyes of compassion, you can clearly see the spark of divinity within them and within yourself. And now you ask, who would I like to forgive? It may be yourself, it may be someone from the past. Trust what comes forward. This person easily comes to your mind. And when you picture them, you invite them into your pyramid of light. You have decided it's time to fully release and let go of the past. Any old situations, any old things that have been bothering you, simply choose to let them go and release them now. And you say to yourself, I am willing to forgive you. I am willing to forgive myself. I realize you were doing your very best at the time, and I was doing my very best. I choose to hold no unforgiveness back. You are free and I am free. I choose to let go. You take several deep breaths and you feel like a huge weight has fallen from you. In this new space, know that only the lessons of love remain. You have set yourself free. There is nothing holding you back. You are totally free. In this sacred moment, your angels present you with a gift. This gift is to always remember the power of forgiveness. You open your hands and your heart to accept that gift and you thank them. You are so deserving of this gift. Your angels remind you your pyramid of light is available for you at any time. The angels now gently guide you from your pyramid of light and knowledge, and you gently find yourself back in the room, fully back in your body. You take a couple of deep cleansing breaths, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes, wiggling your toes or feet, and bringing yourself fully present here now. essence, I just know with this deep cleansing, the deep letting go and the forgiveness, you've created an enormous space, a space where you can focus on what you're wanting. And it's also a space where so much more magic and miracles can occur. And also trusting that what you've let go of has now created an enormous space for something bigger, brighter, and more magnificent to come into you. And you've let go of the past, so you can fully be here now. Any comments from anyone? Any sharing?
I think it's just so interesting. This morning I picked the letting go card. And then I did my grounding, and then I thought, oh, I better phone my mom, you know, and it's generally out of my start where, okay, this time the conversation will be different. So I've gone for years where I haven't phoned her, and now this last few months I've been phoning her. My phoner, and it, you know, it's on an upbeat, and I'm thinking, yay, my angels are doing their job. Everything's going good. Mom's in a good mood. This is going to be a great little quick conversation before I get on. And it just goes downhill, and it's like, what the heck? And right in the middle of the conversation, my other line rings. It's my girlfriend who takes lots of Venus classes. She's my little law of attraction partner. And I'm like, oh, thank you. You just showed me, yes, my angels are out there still. So that I get off the phone with my mom. And, you know, the tears come and the old stuff, the guilt. It's like, do I quit phoning her? Is it always going to be like this? I'm like a little butterfly. And then when I get on the phone with her, it's like I've been dipped in water. I've got to lay there for a while till I dry off and I can get back to what I'm doing. And it's like, okay, when is this going to change?
When you change your focus.
Yes.
And in fact, I would stop calling her until you line yourself up first. What that means is it doesn't mean, okay, don't call her till you're in a place of, you know, always, I'm always in bliss, nothing can bother me. But to start pre-paving before you get on the phone, before you're even thinking of it, when you're in a good mood, when you're already, things are already going good, that's a good time to start doing the vibrational work on your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes for all of you when you're talking about your business or bumping up anything where you know that there's some resistance there, or every time you set the goal around this particular area, it seems like it doesn't work out no matter what you try to do. You want to start pre-paving the beliefs and start looking at, where am I out of alignment? Where do I not believe? And let me design how I want the red carpet to be rolled out in front of me before I take the action of actually dialing the phone, or before I take the action of picking up the phone to talk to a new client. It's to really do that internal work before each move. And if it doesn't feel right and you're still feeling a little uneasy after you do the pre-paving, don't take the action. It's best to wait. But to keep doing this energetic work, even if it feels like science fiction to you in this moment about, I call my mom and I just envision her just almost like she's had some sort of transformation, and she just gives me this virtual hug through the telephone line, and everything that comes out of her mouth is positive, and I actually leave the call feeling more uplifted than when I first dialed the phone. I mean, go to the extreme. If you can get there, sometimes you won't be able to get there. You're like, I don't believe that for a second. This sounds like all, you know.
It's amazing how this works. I hadn't spoken to my brother for a couple of years for the same reason. I'm like, okay, I'm just not dealing with this anymore. And then I started working with him energetically, and I was going to all the things that I appreciated about him in my mind. You know, all the childhood fun we had together. He was really outrageous, and we'd have a lot of fun together. And then I'd start flooding my mind with all of these things. And I didn't even get a chance to even prepave the phone calls, but he rang me. I've been in America 12 years, and that was like the first time he'd called me. So it really works when energetically start working with that, and especially going to the things that we appreciate about them. Because there's so much richness there that we can appreciate. And just by, as Gina was saying, just flipping that switch and putting your focus on what you are wanting and what you are appreciating, the energy starts shifting pretty rapidly.
Even if you focused on one thing that you actually like about your mom, just that one thing, and that's just to keep the thing that you kept going back to, because you couldn't even make up something else. It was just that
no,
one thing.
I mean, there's lots of things. She's a wonderful lady, but she's just so entrenched in her negativity now, and it's like, okay, no, this is perfect. I will do all three suggestions.
So even if you focus on all those things, even for those of you who have someone in your life who really you can only think of one, if you just kept thinking of that one thing, how that person showed up in your life would be totally different. Because it would get your attention off of all the things that they do to irritate you or how it has been. And let me tell you, I've been doing this work with someone who's on my team. And, of course, the more I noticed that this person was not doing what they should be doing, it was like there were constant mistakes. I couldn't get a hold of the person when I needed them. They were oblivious. And my lead person was just getting frustrated. I had a whole different experience now of the team member. I've been pre-paving, right? This person could do no wrong in my eyes. Everything they did was just in perfect alignment. Whenever I needed something, they were there. But the shift had not occurred with my other team member, so every interaction that she had with her was filled with craziness. This person's lying to me. I said, that's funny. She always tells me the truth. Even though it's the same person, we're each having a different experience of her because I've changed the way that I am in vibrational harmony with this person. So they could be showing up as a negative person everywhere else, and when you shift, you're going to have a whole different experience. It doesn't take much time. Again, it's like the visualization, you know, 2 minutes a day. Can it really be that easy? Yes. Anybody else have anything that they wanted to say about going through the exercise?
I just wanted to share that, you know, sometimes when I'm in these things, I don't get, like, the person to forgive right away. And this time doing it, the person just came straight in. Before that, you even said that, it was already in place. And that felt really great for me, just experiencing that.
Another way for some of you might even be more important is to go back and listen to the recording, and the person that you'll be forgiving is you.
Yes.
Most of you are the hardest on yourselves, and not that you need forgiving. None of you have done anything wrong, but you sure have made up that you're not doing enough, or you should have been somewhere else by now in life, or gosh, if I could only be blank and blank. You know, so there's that constant tension and beating yourself up.
I didn't realize as a person per se, but I have some aspects about my history that I'm really wanting to let go of, my past. Can this be applied to that?
Yeah, instead of a person, you just insert the situation in there. I'm willing to let this go.
Okay, thank you.
It was a family member, but when I brought this family member, it also brought their parent and their parent above that. So it was kind of then grandparent, great-grandparent. It was nice because when I felt lighter, it felt like the lightness carried through up to just the cord that connected all of us. So that felt really beautiful.
Nice. And just know if you are doing this exercise and a whole bunch come up, you can include them all together. You don't have to do it separately. You can just intend that you release and let go of all of it, or if it's a situation, whatever it is that you're really wanting a deep cleansing and letting go of, apply it to this. Anyone else?
Yeah, I've done this exercise with another recording of yours, and it's always the same person that comes up. And I thought I was done with that person. And so I was just wondering, so I will retake it when I got the recording, just to see, because this time it seems that there was really nothing left, and it was just a sort of, let's see if something is still there. I don't know if it's coming up because I'm used to it now, just forgetting it, or if it comes up because there's something left.
Yeah, sometimes not a one-shot deal. Might take a few times for us to fully be able to release and let go. Or it could be that there's something in you that keeps recreating it, like you do let it go, like you've let the person go, the situation go, but there's something in your thought processes or your belief system that keeps recreating it over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a look around there and look at, do you really want to let it go, or is there something in the situation that's serving you in some way? Ask yourself a few questions and see what you come up with.
Thank you.
If you're still feeling like you haven't tapped into it during the week, please bring this up again. Because it could be some clues, whatever keeps you attached to an event that's past, or something where you keep looking back at something with it's shrouded in negativity, or it just gives that, feeling, know that it's creating resistance, and any resistance inside of you is something that you want to clean up. Because imagine this is just one little piece. You got several of those, and pretty soon you have a log jam in your river of abundance. And no wonder you can't get to the things that you want, or no wonder your health is suffering, or you can't lose the weight that you want. It's because all these little things create a kink in your flow, and we want to clean it up and have it flowing consistently.
I think I've forgiven the person, but I haven't forgiven myself in that situation. Yeah.
So would you like to do that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, right this moment.
Yeah.
Why wait?
No, wait. No reason to wait. No. No,
and
wait.
For anyone else, if these innocents that's up to them right now where they want to forgive themselves or let go of a situation, choose to do it now. Just taking a few beautiful deep breaths and creating the intention, asking the inner magician, the angels to come in to help. Totally letting go, releasing yourself, forgiving yourself. Choosing to be done with it. Just imagine like you're holding something in your hand, like a pen or an object, and you simply just turn your hand over, you choose to release it, you open your fingers, and you let it go, and it just falls away. Wow, I felt some energy move there, girls. And know, throughout the day, if anything comes, it's that easy. You can just imagine it. You could even put the situation into an object like a pen or a little stone or something, and then just turn your palm over and be like, okay, I'm choosing to release it and let it go and just throw it away, drop it down. Your intention's the most important thing of I release, I let go, I'm done with this.
I want to add something. When you're looking at something that you're attached to, and we're going to talk about more about this in a second, this whole thing about attachment to something. When we keep going back to something and it keeps festering, I confess, I'm a picker at my skin. If I see something or, you know, I'm getting in there to make sure I can get rid of it. And you know how sometimes it makes it hurt worse when you do that, when you just keep picking, and it really doesn't resolve anything. It ends up always, almost always, looking worse than it did before you started. And it's the same thing with events, people, certain topics in our life. We mentally keep going back to them, and they fester, right? And pretend they're feeling raw, and we're all riled up, just as if the event had just happened recently, when maybe it was something that happened a year or even more. One of the things I discovered when I'm taking a deeper look at something that I've picked the scab off of in my life is when you whittle it down to the essence of why it's grating on me and what is making me so miserable about it or what was important to me about that topic, it's never what you think at the surface. For instance, I can make up, you know, oh, my mate never listens to me. I tell him one thing and he does another and it's just this. Well, really, when it comes down to, he's just not respecting me. That's what it comes down to. And so I get on it, you know, in my mind about, okay, so that's what's aggravating me. What do I want? I want respect. But if I look even deeper and get off my attachment to what I think has happened, and I can look at the situation from a 360-degree view, giving that other person the benefit of the doubt, what I see is something totally different. I see two people wanting the same ultimate thing, just going about it in different ways with their different perspectives. And it's not about disrespect at all. It's about something entirely different. So even we get attached to what we make up about the event, even after we do exploring. So I'm just going to invite you to toss out as best you can any attachments to even your perspective on a situation to open it up so that you can let go. Always, 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 not only giving the other person the benefit of the doubt or all people involved, but yourself too. Because everybody is doing their best. Everything is a reaction to a story we've made up. And so we're either making up a good story, we're making up a bad story, but we're always making up stories. So in order to see any situation clearly, you will have to let go of the way you see it. Even when things are going good, would you be willing to let go of the attachment to how good it is so that you can have something even better. So how's that for tossing your noodle? So letting go for something even more. How good can you stand it? When we're not getting what we want, it always comes down to resistance. Always. Whether it's something you think you have control of or not, it's always about your resistance to something. And resistance is broken down into two topics. One is attachment and one is to aversion. And when you're attached to something, it's that feeling of, I've got to have it, or it's got to turn out this way. If it doesn't, then life is going to end as we know it. Just listening to a girlfriend tell a story about how she basically was giving her partner an ultimatum. Either you marry me by this date or you're not committed and I'm just going to let go. Well, that was it. I need to be married. That was that attachment. I've got to be married or the quality of our relationship will suffer. Period, the end. And how you know you're attached to something, you will feel tension behind it or there'll be some element of yourself that wants to control the situation. Think you have to control or guide things along so that you'll get the outcome that you want. Wanting a clear outcome and deciding that something's going to happen is not an attachment necessarily. If you're focused on the thing that you want, we can go back to the example of the gal wanting to get married. If she was just excited and knowing it was going to happen and seeing it, that it was going to happen by a certain date and all the pieces in her brain felt great about it and it just felt like a fantasy that she'd love to keep recreating in her brain, and every time she looked at her partner with adoration, it felt great. That's not attachment. She's in alignment with it. It's when you feel that constriction somewhere in your body. For me, I definitely get attached to a lot of things. That is my default. I will feel it in my solar plexus. It gets tight when I think about the topic, and I start running the scenarios in my mind about, okay, well, I could do this, I could do this, and I could do, okay, what do I need to do to make this happen? It's definitely a pushing energy. And then an aversion is the other side of the coin, but it's still resistance. I say I want something, but when I think about myself having it, I get tense because I feel like there's going to be a trade-off. A lot of times we think that we're going to lose time, like it's going to be some sort of constriction on our free time, or we think that we won't know what to do once we get there. Like, that'd be great, but then I would be overwhelmed because I wouldn't know how to handle the next step when it got there. Oh, my gosh. Or if I lost all that weight, then I'm going to become really attractive, and then men are going to be after me, and I won't know what to do, and that scares me. You know, we have all these aversions. We say we want something, but when we think of having them, that feels scary.
Energetically, what happens is when we get really attached to something or someone, like our siblings or our mothers or fathers, and where we keep having the same old energy thought patterns going of, ooh, they're negative, I don't want to be with them, or different things happening. What happens on an energetic level is we get something called cords, and they're attachments. They usually come out of our solar plexus or out of our different chakras that run through the center of our body. Often it will be the throat, solar plexus are some of the main ones. Sometimes if you've got a lot of pain in your shoulders or your neck, this can also be from cords. It may not always be about someone. It could be a situation as well. But the more negative energy we keep funneling to it, the bigger the cords get. And they look like little branches on a tree. And sometimes if it's been something really that's going on for a long time, and it may be an old argument with someone, say it's an ex-husband or wife or ex-friend or an ex-boss, if it's something that keeps cropping up in your mind and you're like, oh, I thought I've done the forgiveness, I've done all the work with this, I just can't get rid of them out of my mind. So they keep popping up and you can pretty much guarantee that you've got cords. That means you're attached to it. And a really simple way of feeling these, if you rub both your hands together in front of you, rubbing them together really briskly, this opens up your hand chakras. And then what you can do, if you write with your right hand, then that means your left hand is your receiving hand, and that's the hand you're going to use. And if you write with your left hand, then you'll use your right hand. So rubbing them together really briskly, and then what you'll do is you'll turn your palm over and just gently about, say, 2 feet from your body, starting at the top of your head, just gently allow your hand to go through the space, like 1 or 2 feet in front of your body, starting from your head going down. And if you feel any resistance whatsoever, you might feel something prickly, hot, cold, or your hand just won't move anymore. Mine's stuck at the throat chakra, so I've got some cords there. And then if you've got cords, so I'm just doing this exercise so people are aware of what they feel like. And sometimes you will directly, as soon as you touch on that cord, that attachment, you'll know who it is, whether it's a person or a mental mindset to a situation that keep going over and over and over. You'll feel it. And you don't need to give it any energy whatsoever. This is just about noticing. So you're just noticing, okay, cool, there's a cord, no big deal. And what I do is I invite Archangel Michael in. He's got a beautiful big sword, cuts through all illusion. And I ask him just to cut the cords off for me. It's just that simple. Just simply, Michael, can you please cut off all cords? I'm willing to release and let go now. Mine just fell away. And what you can do is just gently take your hand again and just run it down there. And it should fall, your hand should fall down pretty fast, so it just like sort of smacks on your leg or your on the floor. And then you'll know your cords are gone. Or you can use your inner magician, or you can just simply choose it yourself. Hey, I'm releasing all my cords now. Done. I love working with Michael, so it's just my method I use. But you can use anything. Your magical creatures, you can use your inner magician in any way that works for you. That will help you release attachment. And that's a good one to run on any of your siblings, your mothers, anyone that you're having reoccurring issues with. You'll notice that your space will totally clear once you do that. And it's not something you do once. For me, I do it every day. I just do a quick scan with my hand, takes a couple of seconds, and then I just release the cord. Okay, Miss Gina, so we're at the top of the hour, and I just wanted to put out to everyone, we're working with the letting go card, and just noticing during the week, is there anything else you'd like to let go of? Maybe you've got a messy car, a messy office desk, your wardrobe needs a little clean out. Anything that you can think of, anything that irritates you or attaches your attention in any way, make a decision and create the time for yourself to start letting go of it. This will directly help you with cleaning your space so more magic, more wonderful things can come in for you. Do you have anything to add there, Ms. Gina?
Keep letting go and having a good time, because every time you let go, you're just making space for other stuff. If you want to get logical, because sometimes logic helps when we're doing this kind of work, say, is there anything I can do about what happened? If the answer is no, let it go. Is this way of thinking productive? Is it going to move me forward? No, it's actually going to make me feel like, you know what, and I'm going to get in a funk pretty soon here, and it's staggering my creativity. Okay, good, then drop it. Just keep evaluating. Will this move me forward or not? Is there anything I can do about it? And sometimes that's a great question for your inner magician. Is there something for me to do about it? Because you might get an answer like, yeah, and then the answer might be, yeah, let it go. Or it could be something that you want to say, or a book to read, or a way that you can course correct. And it doesn't matter if this is about a person, or something about your business, or you know, anything, or your health. Sometimes there's nothing to do about it, and that's the best thing you could do, is like just surrender to the fact, you know what, there is nothing I can do. I'm just going to shut the door on thinking about this. Okay, now what? Whew. All right, please have a great and magical week.